WERS, St. Louis.
Good afternoon, and welcome to St. Louis's only live morning show on in the afternoon on 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
If anybody finds a grenade without a pin, that's mine.
Crossed over. If I ever have a sin, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet.
I sang along with it just to prove that that it is me. A lot of people ask, is that you? Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious when I sang along. Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome one and all. All races, creeds, colors, kids, elderly people, middle-aged people, gather around. Gather around the radio. Hard to do if you're in the car. Park and let people gather around the car and roll the windows down. You can roll the windows down today. It's nice today.
It's not too bad.
It's a large morning show in the afternoon, and we're going to have a great time today. And I hope you have maybe access to a pen and paper or somebody else near you does. Because from time to time, not only are we educational and informative, we literally run off and leave things like NPR, Discovery, Learning Channel. And today's going to be one of those days. You're going to learn some stuff today, and all thanks to a book that Dan Strauss brought in that he bought at his daughter Alyssa's little school book fair. And he found a book. I'm telling you, it has some very interesting facts in it, and they're documented facts, and they put to rest a lot of, a lot of things that are beyond just urban legends. I can't believe how many people still think today that the toilet, indoor toilet, was invented by a guy named Thomas Crapper. It's not true. I mean,
he was an innovator, wasn't he? Wasn't he part of...
No, it had nothing to do with it. It's just a made-up name, Thomas Crapper. There's no Crapper associated with the Crapper. It's just something that sounds good. I mean, I've got the whole toilet story here. And his name doesn't appear.
Well, it's
too bad.
Yeah, I know. I really like that story.
Yeah, I'm depressed.
Yeah, I mean, but I've, forever and ever I've heard that, and I've heard people, actually historians, that go come on the shows and say that is not true. It's just not. There's no evidence of this guy anywhere. And they say, and they really try to make it authentic. In England in 1800, a man by the name of Thomas Crapper, who was tired of going to the... they really build it up like it happened.
I've read that before in a number of places.
Well,
so is this,
Terry, got the guy's name. I've got the name of the guy who really created the indoor...
Thomas Pooper?
That's what I was thinking, Terry! Dumber. Oh.
No, you Steve know Urine.
No. His name, I have to be kind of careful here, is...
Does it start with an S?
Well, his name, please stay with me here, is Shidder. S-H-I-D-D-E-R.
It is?
James Shidder. That's S-H-I-D-D-E-R.
Oh, wow. Like an idiot now.
I made that up, but wouldn't that have been great?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go to the
D-D-E-R.
Yeah.
It's full of really good stuff. And see, what we do is we like to take you on an emotional roller coaster. We like to make you laugh, like to make you think, and we're going to make you cry today. I brought the Kathy Mateus song.
Oh, did you?
Oh, man.
Where have you been? Maybe one of the five saddest songs in the world. But if, again, like we said yesterday, if you have elderly parents, or if you're getting older, or you've been with somebody for a long, long time, or look, I got to tell you, I know within my family, when two people are together for 50, 60 years and never apart, the husband or wife never traveled for business. They went everywhere together. They stayed together. One of them generally took on a certain responsibility that the other never had to worry about, and one of them leaves.
It's a tough one.
Tough life without that other person. So we have that song. I say we start with the fun stuff and then bring you down. Just drop you like a bomb. If Mr. Burke were here, he'd say, I don't think that's a very good idea. He'd say, that's not nice, but it's hey, man, we're here to keep your brain healthy. If Mr. Burke were here, he would say, does anybody have anything to say? Yeah, I got something. Terrence Daly Sr., father, dog father, Garrett Daly Sr.
I like that very much. In fact, I'll start with that. This poor dog, this poor little, I have no idea how old he is, maybe 6, 8 months old.
Maybe something if he was like 15, you didn't know him.
Well, he may be. We have no idea. We, you know, adopted him from one of those places. But he is as black can be. He is as black as...
Tar.
Tar.
There you go. The blackest thing there is pitch.
Pitch black. Pitch. Yeah. The only thing on his body besides his back feet that are white is his wiener.
His wiener?
He's got a white wiener?
Wiener.
Oh, the hair is white. The hair around
him. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that.
What a horrible, horrible mistake God made to make.
Or his owner, his cruel first owner, put a cup of bleach under him and dipped his little wiener. Dipped his little wiener in a cup of bleach and bleached his wiener out.
I mean, that's the only thing you want to have on your body that's black. And he he got cheated out of that.
So you're saying his is about the size of yours?
Yeah, the lipstick.
Hang on, because if this dog grows up to be a big, studly dog, that will call attention to when the female dogs look, that white fur.
Here it comes.
Yeah. Here comes the big white monster. It might serve him well by drawing attention to it.
Suicide bombers over in the Middle East.
Boy, I admire them.
Well, they make a big deal out of the suicide bombers, and they make a big deal about, you know, three people killed by suicide bombers. But just think, every time a suicide bomber attacks somebody and three people are killed, the suicide bomber dies too.
Yeah.
One more story. And sometimes I wonder if they're so stupid that just as they're about to detonate it, they go, man, I'm going to be on the news tonight.
Oh, I won't be able to see it.
And they just realize that just as they hear it.
I'm amazed at the number of people that they're able to brainwash into doing it.
It's always the young kids. It's the 22-year-old guys, you know, and all these executive...
Hey, you know what?
Executive terrorists,
you know what?
Telling them.
You've got a great point. I don't... The 50-year-old guy, it's the same religion, same reward in heaven.
They never do it.
Hey, kid.
Come here. I got a job for you. Take care of this for me.
Why don't the young people ever stop and think, wait a minute.
Yeah. How would you like seven virgins?
Yeah. Hey, Dad, why don't you do this?
No.
Son, I just want you to know how proud your mom and I are of you, that you're martyring yourself like this, and your reward's going to be great. Now get on out there and blow yourself up. Remember that great joke about the two terrorists whose kids were suicide bombers, and they're talking, and the one shows the other one a picture. He says, hey, that's my boy there. He was a suicide bomber. And the other one takes a while out and says, hey, it's my son. He was a suicide bomber. And the first one looks at the other and says, boy, they blow up so fast. I don't think anybody minds if we make jokes about those.
Heck no.
Idiots.
They're idiots. Oh. And I watched Regis and Kelly today.
Oh, yeah.
And Kelly Ripa. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Regis is good looking. Mm-hmm. And Kelly Ripa referred to sloppy seconds.
Ooh.
Now, isn't that, am I missing something here?
or is sloppy seconds has one connotation.
One meaning. Never had the
one
meaning to me.
And that one guy got in trouble recently, right? That reporter, didn't he say that? About the Alito, the judge?
Somebody right? said
somebody
that
in the
recently
White House,
in the
he
news.
Goes,
yes.
Yeah. He goes,
well, it's a senator,
like,
I think.
After the, what's her name?
I think she,
dropped
after,
out.
She, after she
Myers.
Stepped down, yeah, he made a comment about settling for sloppy sex. Yeah.
And the very last thing I have to say.
I'm not clapping,
come on, everybody.
I am. Is I listen to, I never, ever listen to radio in the morning in St. Louis anymore. I mean, I just don't listen to it. I don't have any, I don't want to say any more, but I never listen to it. But I listened to FM radio this morning, and I
are you okay?
I went through the dial this morning, and it's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys with that, what do you call it, the throaty.
Well, they're trying to all outdo each other.
Yeah,
puke throat.
The choking
puke.
They're all talking like this.
Yeah, they all got to be crazier than everybody else. Yeah.
It was horrible, and I'll never do it again for another 5 years. That's
all. Okay. Anybody else with virtue?
Just a couple things, very, very quickly.
Terrence Vail Sr.
Thank you very much, Brent. To the sports.
Soon to be very senior, if I remember.
That's right.
Like tomorrow.
Monday.
Monday.
Yeah, I'm going to laugh away. It's going to be rough.
You like it rough.
I do. Yeah. But not. To the sports industry, to you broadcasters, I think I've mentioned this before. I'm going to ask again, stop doing this. That being said, I can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
It's totally unnecessary. I know you just said it.
Right.
Just pause. It's so much more effective. I don't know who started this crap.
John Hadley.
I don't know who continues to perpetuate it other than every sportscaster.
Hadley doesn't know.
Stop doing it.
That's right.
It's so stupid.
That's right, dude. Well, that being said,
you just said that. And then the other thing, it seems that the tourism industry has really gotten lazy, except for big cities like Vegas and L.A. and New York. Every town, village, city, Estes Park, Colorado, Cheyenne, Wyoming, St. Charles, Missouri is guilty of it, Springfield, Missouri, or Illinois. It's always visit historic whatever.
Historic blank.
Well, you know what? Yeah. Every community has history.
Right.
Let's find something else. Please, here, memories.
What I like is when the state visit Texas or visit Tennessee, and then they proceed to tell you, we've got hiking.
You walk? Well, yeah. If you can walk, you
boating.
Can hike.
Yeah.
Boating, fishing, horseback riding.
Beautiful view of the sky.
Is there a state where you can't horseback ride?
No,
there's not.
Or great fish? Places to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty clever.
I don't know. We need to change something. That's
anybody else with Burke segment?
No.
Burke segment is officially closed. When you say we take a couple of quick calls, come back, got some stuff for you. 314-969-KTRS, toll free. You can reach us at 888-550-KTRS. Waiting patiently is Curly. Hello, Curly.
Hello, Frank. Happy Veterans Day.
Well, it's coming up. We'll do
our Veterans Day.
Do our celebration tomorrow.
Yeah. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Curly.
I'm AM and PM. Hallelujah. Hey, Frank, you were talking about the suicide bombers and the seven virgins and, you know, their reward.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I think I'd rather have seven girls that were a little more experienced.
Yeah, I would, too. Give me seven 45-year-olds, 35-year-olds. No, I agree. That's how stupid they are, though.
With all the technology the United States has and with holograms and computers and whatnot, you think maybe one of the satellites could put an image of Allah up in the sky telling all the suicide bombers to go out in the middle of the deserts and just kill themselves.
But he's got a good point.
Really?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. We'll be able to, some huge Facial image of Allah, telling them all go out and just kill themselves.
And get the skywriting technique in their own native language to say, you know.
With those little dots above their letters.
Yeah, you've done well. Now all of you together, kill yourselves.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the virgins are waiting. They're right up here with me. That's a good idea.
I'd like to tell Rumsfeld to start working on that.
All right, Curly.
All right, see you, Frank.
Thank you. See you. And there goes Curly. Here is Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Frank. Amen to you.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. Hello, Karen.
Paul, hello.
Hey, listen, I tried calling last week. I'm a uniformed representative of the federal government.
You're what?
I'm a uniformed representative of the federal government.
Oh, okay. I have no idea what that means.
Uniform.
It takes in a lot of jobs.
I'm a mailman.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And, hey, so, like, on Halloween, I tried to call last week. Now, on Halloween, you know, I'm delivering mail to a business.
Yeah. Hey, aren't you, I tried to call last week. I remember you. You didn't get through. Go ahead.
Okay, so anyway.
What is that? Oh,
what are you doing? Getting ice somewhere?
I'm actually throwing mail right now.
Throwing? So, sounds to me like you're tearing the mail up.
I thought they did that.
As I deliver the mail, I start to leave, and I see, like, there was some candy out there. And I said, oh, can I have one? She says, oh, sure. And so she got to tell me a joke. So you might want to load it up.
All right. Hang on. Is it a riddle or joke? I don't.
But it makes sense.
Well, go ahead.
All right. When does a blind parachutist know he's getting close to the ground?
That's something about it's a dog or something.
They're slacking the leash.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. That was good. Thanks, man.
Thank you, Paul. Bye. He tried.
Good one.
They all tried. Hello, Carla.
Hi, I want to wish happy birthday to Karen. It's also my birthday.
No, it's not her birthday today.
On Monday.
And yours is Monday?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, happy birthday to you then, Carla.
We share it with Prince Charles. You know that?
No.
Karen would share it with Prince Charles.
No, I wouldn't.
No.
Goodness.
No.
Hang on to those ears.
Didn't know that, Carla.
Yes, it is. I'm sure there's other wonderful people besides us, but we do share it with them.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, ma'am. Right.
Was that it?
Hi. That's it.
All right, Carla.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's the way she said that. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a sexy way of just saying anything, like bye.
I'll see you at the motel later.
Yeah. You talking to me?
Yeah.
Bring a little business, come back. We got what a great little book Dan stumbled on. You're gonna really enjoy what's in there. You're also going to enjoy it when the Roto-Rooter people come to your house, because the problem that was bugging you is not going to bug you anymore. The dripping, leaking pipe, the toilet seat, or not seat, the whole toilet problem.
Drippy seat?
Well, that's bad. That's horrible. We may not be able to help you with that. You got a water heater problem. You have a faucet problem. Big job, little job, commercial job, residential job. I hope we're getting the word out. I hope that over the course of the last few months, we have told thousands and thousands of you who thought, as I did, that Roto-Rooter really was still in the drain clogging business. No. For years, they've been a full-service plumbing company with 70 field service employees and celebrating 70 years in business. Now, I didn't give Bruce a chance to play the music, but I'm going to do that at the end. He played the whole thing at the end. I just want to remind you that I don't believe, at least I don't know of one, that there's a better guarantee in the business for the plumbing work that will be done than the work they do. I also have told you they've been around 70 years. They know what they're doing. They're tremendous plumbers. The people that I've heard from who said, I never knew I could call Roto-Rooter and have called that had nothing but rave reviews. Normally, within regular business hours, they could try to get to you within 2 hours. And they're best known, of course, for the jingle you're about to hear. And I love the fact that the phone number is so easy to remember, and so is the website. The number toll-free is 800-GET-ROTO. And online, do not settle for or be fooled by any of a number of companies that try to sound like Roto-Rooter. They get the two O's in the T, Hooter, Rooter, Pooter, Shooter. It's not Roto Rooter. There's only one. Well, I called Pooter Shooter one time. And
that was
completely different business.
Well, after I called them, I had to call Roto Rooter. Because I realized why they were called that. 800-GET-ROTO or rotorooter.com.
Oh, Roto-Rooter, that's the name. And we go travels down the drain. Roto-Rooter, Roto-Rooter, Roto-Rooter.
Frustrated by the ups and downs of dieting.
I'm Kay Quinn. What if I told you you could curb your food cravings, lower your blood pressure, improve your good cholesterol, and maybe even stop smoking all by taking one pill?
We studied a lot of drugs. This one holds a lot of promise.
Maybe this is the one.
But will it work for you?
The pill that curbs your cravings. Tonight on News Channel 5 at 10.
The beignets are sizzling, the etouffee is simmering, and the jambalaya is...
What made me a bit squeamish? Those days are in the past, though, my friends. After being introduced to Stag Beer, I now invent ways to maximize the clear, pure, refreshing taste of Stag Beer. No, honey, I'll do the gardening. Hold up, it's my turn to take out the trash. Hey there, neighbor. Need your lawn mowed? No cost. Yes, sir. Working up a thirst is now my hobby, thanks to the Stag. Stag Beer is brewed in the time-honored tradition of great St. Louis beers and is the perfect companion for the St. Louis working man. Blue collar, white collar, no collar. It just doesn't matter. When it's all said and done at the end of the day, Stag Beer is a reward worth waiting for. Always smooth, always crisp, always just right. Dadgum, you gotta love it. Making thirst a pleasure. Since 1851, Stag Beer, St. Louis.
When you create a brand new category of vehicle, you're allowed to make your own rules. And now Lexus is once again breaking the rules. By offering qualified buyers of certified pre-owned vehicles the new car financing rate of 4.9%. Because at Lexus, our pre-owned vehicles aren't just pre-owned. They're Lexus certified pre-owned, which means they've been through a rigorous 161-point inspection and reconditioning process that ensures that every certified pre-owned Lexus is essentially as good as new. Which is why they're backed with a 3-year, 100,000 total vehicle mile warranty. And why Lexus Financial Services is now offering new car financing rates as well as special lease programs. Lexus certified pre-owned. They look like new, they drive like new, and now they finance like new. Only at Dave Munkenast Lexus of St. Louis and Plaza Lexus. Or visit LexusCPO.com.
Not all customers qualify. Available through Lexus Financial Services. No down payment is qualified. Take delivery by 11:30:05. Not available in Hawaii. See a participating Lexus dealer for details.
Oh, what is that, yoga?
Yeah, it's called Pleasant Cobra Greeting Sun.
Ooh, looks like painful cobra greets your trip to the emergency room.
I'm working on my flexibility.
So am I, but I just combined my SBC services, signed up for local and long distance, high-speed internet, and digital satellite TV, all on one bill.
How is that working on your flexibility?
Because they have plans that are flexible without being complicated. It's $85 a month for a range of choices that make sense for me. They've got the products and services I want, so it was easy for me to decide.
I think I'm going to go with SBC services instead of yoga.
Good.
Can you help me get my foot out of my ear?
That's my ear.
It's all about flexibility, simplicity, and value. Sign up for local and long-distance service, high-speed internet, and digital satellite TV for just $85 a month for a range of plans and the products you want. Add Singular Wireless Service to save even more. Call 1-877-PICK-SBC or visit sbc.com/yourplan. SBC, going beyond the call.
Taxes, other charges, and the Federal Universal Service Cost Recovery Fee Extra. For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 1-866-270-0397 toll-free or visit sbc.com/sbcbundle.
People, people, people of Illinois, you've been waiting. You've seen the jackpot grow and grow, and still it grows. People, the Mega Millions jackpot from the Illinois Lottery has now rolled over to over $250 million. Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it? People, with the jackpot now over $250 million, I need you to all do one thing. I need everyone to close their eyes, count to 10, and wait while I go and get my ticket.
The
Illinois Lottery. Have a ball. Have fun. Play responsibly.
This week at Seasonal Concepts, save 25 to 50% on their huge selection of unique Christmas decorations and pre-lit trees. For locations, visit SeasonalConcepts.com.
Hi, this is Al Roboski. Join KTRS for Blues post-game coverage throughout the season, live from Al Roboski's Ballpark Saloon. Park at Roboski's free all season long. Avoid the traffic with free shuttle service to all Blues home games. Then bring your ticket stub back for discounts on your favorite food and beverage. Win free tickets to Blues games, autographed Blues items, and more. Go to KTRS.com for schedule of dates for Blues post-game coverage, live from Al Roboski's Ballpark Park Saloon with the big 550 KTRS.
338 at the big 550. Here's a check on traffic. And it's sponsored by Maryville University. The weekend and evening college at Maryville University offers flexible schedules and 8 or 16 week sessions at 3 convenient locations. Apply online at maryville.edu. Eastbound 70 at 10th Street, an accident. This one's involving a pedestrian. The right lane is blocked. Westbound 44 at the Viaduct in Pacific, an accident's reported. Southbound on 170 at 4064, the... and the ramp is blocked. Traffic is getting through, though. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, slow traffic. Eastbound 40, a good run so far, 170 through Laclede Station. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit on Broadway. Bridge crews are finished. That exit was open at last check. Now we have word it may be closed, so beware there. And eastbound on 370 at 270 road construction. The right lane is closed. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550 KTRS.
The moonlight, the scent of you on the breeze. Maybe it was your shadow fell over me.
All right, I brought in the wrong CD, the Kathy Mateus song. Next break, I'll go to the car and get the right CD.
Why is that funny? Man. Is that funny? That's funny.
Yeah, that's something that I would do.
That's not funny at all. Since I brought in the wrong CD, I'll go to the car and get the other one. Just let you know I go get it.
He's an idiot.
What?
Nothing, Dan.
A couple quick calls, and then we're going to give you some stuff. That boy, will you be the smartest person at the next party you go to over the holidays after you learn some stuff from us. Hello, Gwen. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm calling from Jasper, Indiana. I can hear you guys all the way over here.
Hello. That's because you're on the telephone with us. What's going on?
Well, not much right now, and I also was excited to hear Brian Houseworth because I used to work with him at a station in Jeff City.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
What's the deal? What's the deal on him, Gwen?
Pardon me?
What's the deal on him? Has he ever been in jail or anything? Can you tell us anything about him?
Well, there's a few things I can't really say. You know, what happens in Jeff City stays in Jeff City.
I've heard that. I've heard that.
We actually worked down the hall from the guy that was just arrested for, I guess he's charged with killing his wife.
Yeah, poisoned her.
The antifreeze killer.
Wow. So
there's a connection to Houseworth.
You need to question him about that. But
answers
anyway,
a lot of questions.
Yeah. He offered me a drink to this.
I just wanted to let you guys know that that I can hear you all the way over in Indiana. I miss St. Louis, so it's it really is nice to hear you guys.
Well, that's very nice. How old are you, Gwen?
How old do I sound? You're supposed to be the expert.
You sound like you're about 31.
10 years older.
41.
Yep.
I nailed it.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you, Gwen.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. All right. I don't like the people who hold a long time. I want to get to this stuff, but let's get these people going here. Hello, Craig. How are you?
Hey, Frank and gang. What's going on?
Craig, you're Craig.
I want to thank all you veterans in the audience and you all there behind the console for everything you've done. Okay. And I want to wish happy 230th birthday to the United States Marine Corps.
Oh, yeah.
One of which I am. Hoorah.
Now, you're a day early with this stuff.
Nope, November 10th, sir.
Well, tomorrow, though, is the official sort of celebratory day.
For Veterans Day, but I'm celebrating the Marine Corps birthday.
Marine Corps birthday is today.
Some of you all were in the Army, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
You know what that stands for, don't you?
I don't want to hear it.
R-rated to be Marines yet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Heard that before.
Well, Semper Fi, y'all have a good day.
All right.
Oh, you too.
You too. Those Marines, man. They're proud of it.
They're proud and they should be.
Hello, Mark.
Yeah, I'd just like to talk about those good cheerleaders that got...
They got fired. They got thrown off the team.
And why did they get fired for not portraying the NFL standards or whatever?
Well, they made out they were making love to each other in a stall in a women's restroom.
I don't want to talk about them. I just like to think about them. I like to think about that. Yeah.
Was there more, Mark?
Well, with that being said...
Oh, good one!
I see what you were doing this time.
Hang in the PM.
All right, thank you, Mark. Hallelujah! All right, this is good stuff. The first radio station. We'll start with radio because we're in the bit. What?
Well, I know what it is.
What is it?
A KD something in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. No.
KDKA? What was it? KD?
No. K.
No.
What?
The very first radio station was in 1920, and it was just referred to as 8MK. It was in Detroit. They did daily broadcasts, and the station's call letters or name of 8MK were later changed to WWJ in Detroit. That's another misconception that Pittsburgh station was merged. This actually was broadcasting on the air before that.
I think this book is a bunch of crap.
No.
Gosh.
No.
Everything we've ever learned now, you're seeing.
No, not everything, but that is absolutely, that's a fact. They can't make up, you can't make up something, you can't put this book out in a document that in 1920, when would you make up 8MK change to WWJ?
Does it address those
KDKA?
Well,
this does, it sets straight some
shit. It would not, well, it would be before the, what do you call that, Radio Act of 1926 or...
No, a first radio station is a first radio station. What you're probably saying is the first
commercial station.
Right. But this was the first actual station to broadcast every day.
Okay. Well, that's a play on words.
Was WWJ.
Well, who all had radios back then if there was no radios?
Nobody. Well, that was a problem. You're talking to nobody. It's just kind of like being here.
Kind of us. Very much like us.
The first car radio. What year do you think?
In the 20s?
Obviously, it was not built in with the car. It was put on the car and put in the car.
I used to know this.
1929. Guy named Paul Galvin of Chicago. It was about the size of a large mailbox, and the speaker was hidden, boy, this is smart, under the driver's feet. So the speaker was down on the floor.
Wow.
And the unit was about as big as a mailbox. First FM.
My unit's about as big.
Does anyone want to see my unit?
First FM station.
It's much earlier than we think.
Invented, I might add, by Edwin Armstrong. He was an electrical engineer at Columbia University in New York City. What year?
35.
You know what? You still barely got it. 33.
Wow.
1933. First radio, the first transistor radio. You remember, man, what a huge deal it was?
1950s, they became, obviously, 1950s, they became popular, which means they were probably invented in the late 30s.
Should have stayed with your first, the first transistor radio made was the Regency in 1953.
Hmm.
Sony introduced the first pocket-sized transistor in 1960.
Isn't that amazing?
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I got some more. There's a lot of good stuff in here. Hang on. I've marked a couple of parts here where, and
I still
it's not
remember.
So much that it's stuff that you knew and you knew wrong. It's just stuff you never knew. The first American worth more than $100 million. Who do you think it was?
Ooh.
Give me a rough year and who you think it was.
Oh, wow. Gosh.
The first American.
I hope you folks are taking notes out there because, the holidays... You get some jerk coming up, acting like he knows everything. Throw this stuff in.
Well, can you help us?
Terry's kind of in the right.
Well, I was going to ask if you could help us with at least the decade.
1877 was the first American worth over $100 million.
I'm going to say.
And you know the name.
Oh, yeah.
Vanderbilt.
Bingo!
Yeah.
Bingo, Mr. 1998.
Trivia champion, St. Mary's Catholic Church in Belleville, Illinois.
Not yet recertified, but.
The first American billionaire was John D. Rockefeller.
Okay.
1911. Can you imagine in 1911 having $1 billion?
I wonder what that equivalent to today.
Well, I think it has to be equivalent today to 300, 400 billion.
People were making 30 bucks a week back then.
Yeah. Enough.
Holy it was wow. land speculation in the railroad industry that, that had some of those folks soar to their wealth.
The first woman millionaire who became a millionaire, and it wasn't because she got her dead husband's money. So the first self-made female.
Hey, babe, you want to go
Emily Post? Was it Emily Post?
No.
How about Estee Lauder? Was it somebody in the makeup industry or something?
Ooh. Wow. Copy of this book at the book fair that Dan's daughter had.
You know what? Here, you are all over it. It was a lady named Sarah Breedlove.
Never heard of her.
She was known as Madam C.J. Walker. She created a line of cosmetics for African Americans in 1905. Women had been millionaires before, but it was their husband's money. She made that money with makeup for black women.
Wow.
See, you had it. It wasn't Estee Lauder, but you were there.
You know, that's my problem with my brain. I'm real close to knowing stuff, but I'm just a little bit off, you know.
Well, you're closer than any of us.
All right, hang on. I got some more. This is good. This is some good stuff in here. I get to the good part. All right. It's first women to do this, first women to do that. The first woman to be admitted to practice, I assume that means as a doctor, was what year? About?
Ooh.
Wow.
1930.
1869.
Ooh.
1869 in...
Shut up!
In Iowa.
Wow.
All right,
famous name? No?
No, I didn't even... I turned the page because I didn't recognize the name. Nobody ever heard of her. The first toaster. First electric toaster. Not toasting bread on a fire with a like a... two flat things you put in bread. First electric toaster, let's start with the year.
1885.
I'll say 1903.
You're closer. 1910, made by Westinghouse. And here's what it was. It was a heated wire. And you put the bread on top of a piece of hot wire. It's a coiled wire. And then you flip it over and just get it before it burned. You just kind of watched it as it started turning brown, and that was it. And the guy that saved the world from burnt toast by inventing the pop-up toaster was a guy named Charles Streight, 1918. Isn't that amazing how those people, when I went to school, they never mentioned these people. They mentioned all the people I didn't care anything about. I would have found this very interesting. But now we had to find out who was the head of the Chinese regime of the
world history.
Yeah, I don't care. Now I never. You know, this is it. Was Fred Waring? Was there not a band leader named Fred Waring? Was an orchestra leader?
There was Waring. I'm not sure his first name was Fred.
Well, there was a Fred Waring that was in show business, but that's also the name of the guy who invented the first blender. Now.
I'm pretty sure that's the
same
guy.
Yeah. Okay. The year of the blender, anybody?
20s?
1915.
Terry's closer. 1936. Now, this is a good one. How could we live without refrigerators today? I mean, the first refrigerator, first device called a refrigerator was a two-layered box, and the ice and the food were stored together. So it was really just an ice box, but it was the first any kind of refrigerator. What year?
Ooh. Oh, we've done this before.
1890. Yeah, that's what I
would say.
1803.
Wow. Whoa. Oh. So is it Ben Franklin?
No.
He invented everything else back then.
Yeah. I always think of that Stooges bit with them trying to deliver ice up the stairs.
Big blocks.
I love that.
In 1834, a guy named Jacob Perkins put a compressor on an ice box, but it had to be cranked by hand. Not very popular.
Yeah, really?
And when nobody was cranking, it wasn't cooling. You had to have family members take shifts cranking the refrigerator.
Oh, man, I hate that.
Then they figured out how to get electricity to run the compressors. Good idea. And in 1913... And the first electric refrigerator for home use was so. Hey, here's an example of how we talk about some things that are actually so much cheaper today. The prices have literally not only gone down, but if you take into fact inflation, good grief, figure what this would be worth in today's dollars. The first electric refrigerator for home use was the Domeray refrigerator. Was the name of it, was the brand, 1913. It was, and I doubt that too many people had them, John D. Rockefeller had one, $900.
Oh,
holy cow. And then the first quiet compressor and sort of mass-produced one was General Electric in 1934. Well, there's one more. I can find one more interesting one here, and then we'll give it a rest for a little bit. The first vacuum cleaner.
This is earlier, too, than we'd think. I'll bet. I think we've talked about this before.
Go ahead.
I'll say turn of the century, 1900.
1901!
Whoa! Whoa.
Remind me after the show to reward you.
Oh, okay.
I have a prize for you. Now, this is going to be tough because, again, when you're in school, they don't teach. Wouldn't school be more fun, though, if they taught you this stuff?
Yeah.
What was the guy's name who patented what he called on the patent, quote, a suction cleaning device in 1901? What was his name? Nobody knows. Hubert Cecil Booth. And it wasn't very portable. It was on a wagon, and long hoses were pushed into a house to suck up the dirt. It was so big, it was outside the house on a wagon.
Like a giant canister vac or something.
Yeah, and you had to run hoses into the house to vacuum.
But could it pick up a bowling ball?
No, your mic's off. Smaller version that somebody could actually push around or carry around was invented in 1907 by James Spangler. You know, where's Hoover? Where's the name Hoover? Where's the name, Eureka or somebody? We know Mr. Oreck's name. The Hoover Company came along, and it was his Spangler's brother-in-law, William Hoover, bought the invention and did obviously very, very well with it. In fact, in the old days, they used the term, I'm going to go Hoover. They literally wouldn't say that because that was the only real vacuum cleaner. I've got to go Hoover. I got to Hoover the house.
I Hoovered her last night.
Yeah, I'm sure she's nice, but would she let you Hoover? And we'll get more. That's fun. I love that kind of stuff. Okay, it's time to take a break. I'm way behind here. It's my fault. Sorry about that. Dinner and a movie at McDonald's. The dinner will cost you, well, whatever it is you want to eat will determine what the dinner will cost you. If you're, unless you're just a real glutton and pig like I am, you should be able to eat there for, you know, $2 to $3 easily. But the movie is a dollar. It's a dollar, and it is a DVD, and it is a recent release, and they have plenty of them. You know, the top 35, 40 most recent releases. You can rent one for a dollar per night and take it back to any McDonald's you want. It's a terrific deal. I do want you to try these chicken sandwiches, too, if you haven't done that. The new premium chicken sandwiches. If you thought the premium salads were good, when you come along and do a premium chicken sandwich, you've already set precedent with the salad, so you better have a good chicken sandwich, and they do. They have three to choose from. McGriddle, get on it if you haven't tasted it, and I never touched McNuggets till they came out with the white meat chicken McNuggets. Big difference, so take your pick or the all-time standards and favorites, the Filet-O-Fish, the Big Mac, the Quarter Pounder. But while you're there, grab a movie for a dollar a night at McDonald's.
Geraldo at large, California. Suffering from a form of autism, he pleaded for help before he killed his neighbors in cold blood. Did his disease cause his violent shooting spree? And could these brutal murders have been prevented? Geraldo takes us inside the case. Plus,
I had been lied to. It was an issue of fraud.
He was forced to pay child support for another man's child. Was it fair, or did the court show a lack of judgment?
Geraldo at Large, today at 4:30 on Fox News. Then, For Fox 2 News, I'm Dan Gray. Coming up today at 5, the investigation into an East St. Louis house fire that killed a baby girl. We'll hear from the man who tried to rescue her. The outbreak of a deadly bacteria in a local community. Early detection could save your life. We'll tell you what symptoms to watch out for. And it wasn't a flock of birds. What the FAA really believes took out Lambert Airport's radar. It's all coming up today after Geraldo at Large on Fox 2 News at 5.
It's a really personalized service, and we like that.
The Barnes family has their home insured with American Family.
Homeowners insurance is important because there are so many unforeseen situations that can happen. You just have that sense of security with homeowners insurance.
The Barnes have a policy that fits their family.
I really enjoy our agent. He was able to bring different options to us and actually address our needs.
It puts it in terms we can understand, and he has a personal touch to it.
The Barnes also like American Family's claims service.
They were very responsive, and they felt a sense of urgency to get my home back to the way it was, and I just really, really appreciate that.
Call today for a free no-obligation homeowner's quote. American Family Insurance. All your protection under one roof.
American Family Insurance.
Save on both auto and homeowner's insurance when you have both with American Family. Find an agent at amfan.com. American Family. All your protection under one roof.
All right, working our way toward the news and the 4 o'clock hour. First television commercial. I mentioned it here off the air, and then I got caught while I was trying to find out what year it was. I will tell you that the first TV commercial was for the Bulova Watch Company.
Must have been in the 30s or 40s, wouldn't you say? TV, when nobody's watching it, when nobody had TVs.
What did you say when you said it was?
I said the 40s. I don't know. I have no idea.
1941.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Hey, we got to get to the news and get back. We got a couple other good things for you, and that said song to bring everybody down from the high we got you on here. Woods Basement Systems, 800-203-8384. That is the number that I'm surprised. I bet they have to have like a special phone trunk line or something, because I think this is who just about everybody calls when they have a basement problem, and that's what happens. When you advertise in the right places and when you get the reputation they have after so many people use your service and you are courteous and thorough and professional and you leave people relieved, not worried about the basement anymore, because a basement with a problem is a scary thing. Woods Basement Systems. WoodsBasementSystems.com on the web. It is 4 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Bob Schmidt. Rage in Jordan over the 3 hotel bombings in Amman that claimed 56 lives. Crimes Al-Qaeda in Iraq has claimed responsibility for. Arrests have been made as the investigation continues. We are live with the latest from Amman. Here's ABC's Matt Gutman.
Jordan's King Abdullah has given his subjects what they most wanted. In his speech to the nation, he said Jordan would hunt down the Al-Qaeda criminals responsible for a triple suicide bombing that left 56 people dead here and shocked the nation. Earlier, thousands of Jordanians marched through Amman demanding justice for what were the worst terror attacks on Jordanian soil in a generation.
ABC's Matt Gutman live with us from Amman, Jordan. Faced with a revolt by moderate Republicans over cuts in Medicaid, student loans, and food stamps, House Republican leaders have canceled plans for a vote on a $51 billion package of budget cuts President Bush had wanted. Changes in the U.S.-Iraq strategy. ABC's Vic Ratner says that message comes from a leading Republican senator.
More American troops, not fewer, are needed to win the war in Iraq, according to Republican John McCain.
Partial drawdown during 2006 are exactly wrong.
And McCain says the administration should drop the rosy claims of how well things are going.
The American people's patience is probably less than it was certainly in any other conflict we've ever been in.
After serving in Vietnam, McCain adds the war in Iraq cannot be won without the support of the American people. Vic Ratner, ABC News, Washington.
President Bush's National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley says intelligence on weapons of mass destruction in Iraq that were never located was not exaggerated. Arnold Schwarzenegger says the buck stops with him. The governor of California takes responsibility for the defeat of his government reform initiatives in Tuesday's election. MoneyScope stocks higher today, the Dow up 94. You're listening to ABC News.
Campbell's Chunky Soup presents The Adventures of Mama McNabb, Team Mom of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Thanks for cleaning out our lockers, Mrs. McNabb.
Mine smells like a pine forest.
You're welcome, boys. Now who's up for some new Chunky Soup?
Team Mom produces new Chunky Fajita Steak Soup, loaded with big chunks of steak.
Bye-bye, boys.
There goes a fine woman.
There goes my stash of junk food.
Campbell's Chunky, it fills you up right.
Musicians, right now, get the gear you want and keep your cash. I'm talking about guitar and effects.
Hey, Zero.
Drums, keyboard, turntables.
Hey, Zip.
Mics, mixer, multi-tracks, and more.
Hey, Nada.
It's Guitar Center's Don't Pay Till 2007 financing event with no minimum, no payments, and no interest for 14 months on every top manufacturer. Gibson, Pearl, Yamaha, Roland, Tascam, JBL, and more. Guitar Center's Don't Pay Till 2007 financing event is going on now. Don't miss it. Call 877-MUSICIAN for a store near you.
At 4:03, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. We're about to learn the latest on the search for a missing East St. Louis child and his babysitter. Police are about to begin a news conference. The police chief, James Mister, and be joined by state police. 4-year-old Sermon Tony Jr. and 19-year-old Anquinette Parker have been missing since Sunday.
My daddy's screaming, waking him up to tell him that the house was on fire.
That is Will Travius Wilson talking about this morning's deadly fire in East St. Louis, which killed a 1-year-old child. The fire happened at about 8 near 10th and Bomb. The fire chief, William Fenoy, tells KTRS News the cause is considered accidental, possibly a space heater. The St. Clair County Coroner's Office telling KTRS News the child has been identified as 14-month-old Alana Carey. It could be 2 weeks before city officials make a decision on Praxair's appeal for a permit St. Louis denied the company 2 months ago. KTRS's Chris Pilsa covered this afternoon's public hearing.
There were three main steps Praxair is taking. One, they want to reduce totally the amount of tanks that are at the site, place all the tanks indoors where anything that does happen can be controlled by a fire-resistant unit that pours water on any flames or anything that happens, and eliminating some gases that used to be stored at the facility completely. That would reduce the amount of tanks at the facility to 1 day's supply, and then they would be delivered.
Filsic reports 30 residents attended the public hearing and that most of them want Praxair out of the neighborhood. Praxair wants to resume the operations at its Shoto plant, that is the site of explosions and a 3-alarm fire last June. Your final opportunity this week to see the proposed refined new Mississippi River Bridge design this afternoon in Venice. IDOT hosting the open house. It'll go until 7 at the Recreation Center on Broadway. Final approval has been given by Holcim's Board of Directors for construction of a large cement plant in St. Genevieve County.
It is a very big decision for the region and certainly the state of Missouri. We will be bringing a lot of jobs to the region and a lot of economic development will be coming to the state of Missouri.
Holcim spokeswoman Nancy Tully expects groundbreaking at 6 months, a plan to begin operations in 2009. A Sunset Ford Sports Update, Cardinals pitcher Chris Carpenter has won the National League Cy Young Award. Carpenter 21-5 with a 2.83 earned run average. The Blues preparing to announce that Al MacInnis's number will be retired later this year. KTRS Sports Director Jim Holder says number 2 will be placed in the Savas Center Raptors April 9th before a game against Edmonton. More coming up tonight in the Blues pregame with Chris Kerber and Randy Carricker. The Blues play Chicago tonight at home. Game time 7 right here on the Big 550. Simmons Cooper Market report the Dow ending the day up 94. The NASDAQ Composite Index was up 21 and the S&P up 10 points. The market report sponsored by John Simmons and Jeff Cooper of the law firm Simmons Cooper LLC. Go to SimmonsCooper.com. News Channel 5 meteorologist John Fuller's Weather Plus forecast for tonight, clear and a low down to 40, and tomorrow mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 68. 56 degrees at 4:06. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News.
Here's a check on traffic for you, sponsored by McDonald's. Start your day with a warm McGriddle sandwich and a great cup of coffee at McDonald's. Eastbound 70 at 10th Street, an accident's been cleared. Eastbound 44 at Viaduct in Pacific, an accident with the left lane open. The exit ramp and the right lane are closed. Southbound 170 at 40. There's an accident. The ramp is blocked. Traffic is getting through. Westbound on 40 between Hampton and Hanley, a big slowdown. Eastbound 40,
Still a good run, 170 through Laclede Station, but eastbound on 40 at the last Missouri exit, Broadway. Bridge crews are out again. The exit ramps closed, 11th Street's the alternate. The right lane is also closed at Broadway, and traffic is now backing up to Jefferson. Eastbound on 370 at 270, a road crew out at last check with the right lane closed. And traffic slowing on westbound 70 between 370 and Mid Rivers Mall Drive. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550 KTRS.
She thought she was married to a war hero, but little did she know her hero was a fake. Tonight at 10, News 4's Russell Kinsall shows you how military pretenders by the thousands are posing as war heroes, hoping to attract women and get better jobs. And it's easier than you might think. Find out how easy it is for fakes to buy military medals and ribbons, and see how one Missouri man has started his own personal war against these imposters, hunting them down and exposing them. News 4 investigates the battle over glory. Tonight at 10.
The Bee Gees Family Feud, only on Entertainment Tonight. Barry and Robin Gibb, why are they fighting over their dead brother?
I'm going to live with it the rest of my life.
Can Mary Hart bring this broken family back together? Then Oprah Winfrey one-on-one with Jan Carl.
And I want it to be fun!
See how Oprah began, her most embarrassing moments, and Oprah's biggest regrets. And E.T.'s with the one and only Andy Griffith. What's Andy doing in the White House? Next Entertainment Tonight.
Tonight at 6:30 on KMOV Channel 4.
We're talking to Dr. Matt Wickham from TLC Laser Eye Center. And Matt, we've always talked about how TLC and Dr. Steven Wexler will always be at the forefront of new technology.
Mike, 2 years ago, we introduced the Wavefront technology, and now we're introducing Intralase to St. Louis. Now LASIK becomes an all-laser procedure. There is no blade used, and we have so much more control than we've ever had in the past.
So what does that mean to your patients?
Well, it means better results, a more specific treatment for each patient, and just a more controlled environment in which to do the procedure.
I would think any time you take an oscillating metal blade out of the procedure and you're able to introduce the precision of a laser, your patients have got to feel more comfortable.
Mike, it really is a great new technology, and we're excited to be the first and only in St. Louis to offer Intralase.
With the combination of Wavefront technology and Intralase, your results have got to be fantastic.
Our great results just keep getting better.
The place is TLC, the surgeon, Dr. Steven Wexler, and the time really is now. See your local eye doctor or call TLC at 314-205-9000. 205-9000.
The best tire brands in town? They're at Dobbs. You'll find the very best here. Goodyear, Michelin, Dunlop, Cooper, Pirelli, Fulda, and our own quality Cordovan. Tires don't come or go any better than this.
Tires, the best anywhere at Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers.
And now, at all Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, all Goodyear and all Dunlop tires are now on sale all month long. That's right. That's all quality Goodyear and Dunlop tires, all on sale till the end of the month. So make plans now for the big Goodyear and Dunlop tire sale at any and all Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers. That's all, folks.
And when you're looking for great tires and expert auto care, where's the most convenient place to go? Dobbs. Dobbs has the most locations in town, one near you. So for your car, light truck, or SUV, you know where to go. Straight to one of our convenient locations, the most in town. Straight to Dobbs.
In the Gold Tower in Westport Plaza, one group has banded together. Their mission, to crush high-interest debt and put cash back into the hands of the innocent. They are the guys from Golden Oak Lending, with his wonder pen of approval, President Bob Ellman, and wielding the mighty Golden Oak checkbook, trusty sidekick Steve Lauer. Back at Golden Oak headquarters, our well-heeled heroes unite to battle a gargantuan credit card bill.
Okay, you're approved.
So, that's it? Kind of a letdown, Bob.
Sorry, but all it takes is a phone call. We save people every day from high-interest debt.
And save them hundreds of dollars every month. If you want to buy a home, consolidate debt, or just get a home equity loan for fast cash, we can save you too.
Just call 567-GOLD. That's 567-GOLD. Or apply at goldenoaklending.com.
Does that mean you're not going to put on the tights?
I don't think so.
Golden Oak Lending, short my
admit the guilt, Mr. Shatner. Priceline doesn't let you choose your own hotel.
That's not true.
You are under oath, sir.
Yes, but now, on Priceline, you can pick your exact hotel. Book exactly what you want from our list of great deals. You don't have to bid if you don't want to.
So if I pull up the website right here...
You'll see it right there. Any more questions, Counselor? Priceline. Shop, compare, save.
Coming in the spring of 2006, LaRusa's Boys of Summer have a new home. The Big 550 is the Redbird Station. KTRS, St. Louis.
Oh, yeah.
Part of the home collection again.
Oh.
2:30 this morning, I was up burning music on the computer.
I saw you stand.
Great song.
I saw your eyes begin to glow, and I could tell you once were lovers.
Gotta let him sing at least one chorus.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't had nothing.
And everybody,
I don't know,
needs to have their lighter out. Oh, my goodness.
There's an old flame burning in your eyes. The tears can't drown and makeup can't disguise.
What great words. What great words.
Now that old flame,
and I understand them.
All right, we're doing some first. I have a couple more. Then we're going to play one of the three saddest songs in the whole world. It gets very confusing, I think, for kids in school. This business that Henry Ford invented the car, that's ridiculous. I mean, he was way after other people. He was just the first mass producer of cars. Mm-hmm. He did not invent the car. The first guy who cranked out the first car factory in America, he built the first car factory. He wasn't the guy to first mass produce them. There's a difference. He had a factory, and then make them one at a time.
Right.
Who was that guy? 1899.
Yep, I used to know
Cadillac?
That.
Guy by the name of Random Olds.
Olds.
And he called it the Olds Mobile. 1899. Now, this is kind of interesting. The first guy to put a gas engine on a frame and wheels and make it a motor car. Not the first guy to put an internal combustion engine on a carriage that was supposed to be drawn by horses. See, there's a difference. Carl Benz, as in Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah.
All right, that was a three-wheel car. If you remember, it had one spoke wheel in front.
Isn't that neat?
How about this? Who's the guy who put the car on four wheels? You never hear of this guy. Hey, he's pretty important. Four wheels instead of three.
Four-wheel Johnson?
Right. 1891, Emile Levasseur of France. And he also put the engine in the front of the car, which set the basic model for all the cars to come. You know, most of the cars anyway. First American car maker. Not factory maker or mass producer. First American car maker. He built his own car in 1891.
Soto?
Charles Duryea. Was there
Duryea.
Yeah. And was there ever a car called Duryea?
Really, I don't remember that.
I don't think there was. This man, what a great book. Okay, now enough smiling and enough being in a good mood. I have to tell the story that goes with this song. Because it's a good story. It's the first time that I ever heard this song. And it was the first time it was ever, I believe, played in public. And I was sitting in front of Kathy Mattea when she played it.
Oh. Did you turn around?
Well, if I would, my back would have been to her. See? I was facing
her. Well, you're sitting in front of her, you say. Not
facing her. Face to face. In the front row. Yeah, there was one time in my life when probably the single coolest thing I ever got to do in the radio business was go for 3 days to Nashville, Tennessee, when we played country music. And part of the deal was that you went to the big music awards, country music awards. And it's a three-day deal because for about 2 days, there's just a lot of rehearsal and whatever. And in the show that night, which was nationally broadcast, Kathy Mateo is going to introduce a song that she had co-written, I think, with her brother or something, and nobody had ever heard it, so it was rehearsal. And this is, I guess the only reason it's such a good story is that I was confused because I wasn't paying as much attention as I should have to what she was singing. I knew it was a pretty song, and it was a rehearsal. And what they do is we go in for a couple of days, and everybody rehearse, and then I remember the guy who was producing the award show, he said, Kathy, this is going to be the part in the show where you go, if you go up and get ready. She went up, and she had her accompaniment. It was a very small accompaniment, her and a fiddle player, what it was. It was very slow, more of a violin. And they just said, you know, kind of whenever you're ready. He says, now remember, Barbara Mandrell is going to say, okay, Kathy Mateo, and then go ahead and run through your song. And she did. Now, in the audience, there are very few people. The people in the audience are the guy who was sitting right behind me, Conway Twitty.
That's another name dropper here.
Very funny, sometimes funny, sometimes not funny, Ray Stevens. The Mandrell sisters, Minnie Pearl, she was still alive, she was there in the room. And so in an entire big Nashville Grand Ole Opry type theater, Ryman Auditorium, you got 60 people total with crew. So Kathy Mateo gets up and she starts playing this song to rehearse for the show the next night. And I was kind of looking around and I really wasn't paying attention to the words to the song, but I noticed that as she got to the end of the song, I have never heard that kind of crying, except in a funeral parlor. Oh, really? My wife, she's sobbing. I look back. Conway Twitty is wiping his eyes. Everybody in the room is crying. They've never heard it. Well, they're babies, and they've never heard it, and they didn't expect it. And here's the song I'm going to play here in just a second. If you've seen The Notebook with James Garner. If you know anybody old, if you know a couple that's been together forever and ever and ever, wait till you hear this song. It's called Where Have You Been by Kathy Mateo.
I need the number.
Oh, yes, you do.
Man. Oh, wow.
Now, we're going to do this again.
It was set up.
Yeah. This was a rehearsal.
Say that whole thing
no,
over again.
All this one. No. Karen nailed it.
Uh-huh.
What I did is simulate a rehearsal.
Oh, yeah.
I did a rehearsal to sort of relive the rehearsal.
Uh-huh. Sounds like you made a mistake.
No, no.
Yeah, you know what? It does sound
the
that way.
The moment is
number
lost.
Nine.
What I wanted to let the listeners do is get some behind the scenes.
Time to grab a Kleenex.
If you've ever had parents in an old folks home or something or whatever.
No, I don't know that you'll get it if you don't know anybody older who stayed together forever and ever, who really depended on each other. Now, this is a live thing. This is not a rehearsal now. this is the real show. Here is Kathy Mateo and Where Have You Been?
When she and Edwin fell in love, she touched his face and shook her head. In disbelief, she sighed and said, in many dreams I've held you near. Now at last you're really here. Day. Where have you been? I'm just not myself when you're away. He asked her for her hand for life, and she became a salesman's wife. He was home each night by 8. But one stormy evening he was late. Her frightened tears fell to the floor until his key turned in the door. Where have you been? myself when you're away. They'd never spend a night apart. For 60 years she heard him snore. Now they're in a hospital, in separate beds on different floors. Claire soon lost her memory, forgot the names of family. She never spoke a word again. One day they wheeled him in. He held her hand and stroked her hair. In a fragile voice she said, "Where have you been? I've looked for you forever and a day. Myself when you're away.
Grown men, country music stars, crying.
Holy cow.
That is a powerful song.
It really is. And what happened to her? Where is she?
She's around, but...
But you never hear her voice.
If you listen and analyze the song, the cello, I mean, the arrangement of it is perfect for the song. She did 18 Wheels and a Dozen Roses, which is a terrific song. An unusual voice, too, but I guess she just doesn't have any pyrotechnics on stage. She can't swing from a rope and doesn't smash a guitar and doesn't dress like Shania Twain, so I guess there's no place for her anymore. So that's Kathy Mattea, and I know what'll happen. I'll get home, there'll be a lot of emails, so please try your best if you want to find it, but just remember, because I cannot... just can't write that many emails. It'd be up all night. Well, I'm up all night anyway, playing with trying to learn how to burn and assemble and edit the videos and DVDs and stuff. We'll go to the phones. They're all ringing here, so we'll take a couple of calls. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Take a couple, then we'll bring Joe Hipperson in here, because today is the day that we tell you what you might or might not want to do over the weekend. Hello, George. How are you?
Hey, pretty good, Frank.
What's going on?
Got a Kathy Mattea update. She's absolutely one of my very favorite artists, and she's an awesome person as well as being an artist. After like every show that she does anymore, she will meet the fans, and always was real accessible to fans. But anyway, she is going to be...
Anyway.
I hear you. Anyway, she's going to be in Edwardsville. On Friday, December 2nd.
Really?
However, it is sold out, but...
Where in Edwardsville?
She's going to be at the college.
Oh, okay.
But it's sold out, however...
No, he's asking for
it. Yeah, not the time, mister.
What it is it's like first come, first serve, and I went last year. She sold out there last year as well, but she does like a Christmas show, and... She, last year, there was a lot of people that didn't show. They had subscriptions or whatever, and they didn't show. And I was able to get into the show.
They had subscriptions to a show?
Subscriptions.
Well, to the series. But anyway. It's a tremendous show. I'm telling you, she puts on one heck of a concert.
All right, so to get to the bottom line here, what's the school? SIU Edwardsville?
SIU Edwardsville.
Okay.
It's in Dunham Hall, and if you show up, you'll probably be able to get in. I mean, they'll seat everybody first, but then you'll probably be able to get in. But
I would think, now they won't, because now that you've said that, there'll be 800 people. They'll all be wanting those four seats that nobody's taking. But thanks for the info, George. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Do you have 18 Wheels and a Dozen Roses?
Not here.
Oh, I haven't heard that. I left the USA. Goodness.
Here, can Joe, he gets mad. Then we'll get right after 4:30. We'll get right to him.
Let's talk to Marianne. Hello, Marianne.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
Doing great.
Hey, I performed that song probably about 10 years ago. And it's not a new song.
No, I didn't say it was. No,
it had